The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Mi'ilah Daf Yutes. We discussed at length in the previous shiurim the shir of Shavu Pruta, Legabi Mi'ilah. The fact that Mi'ilah is not just an Isur Hano, even though Isur Hano, the shir is also Lefid HaKhrov, the Akhranim, Kivegan, and Mishnah, we said, discuss it, debate back and forth, but the consensus is that the shir of Isuri Hano, Bas Bakolov, Orlo, Klaikem, person is Nene, the shir is a Shavu Pruta, not a Kazayas, the Pshat is. Nene means I have. What's called having? The halachic definition of full having is a Pruta, because that's the significance of Mammon, so that'll be the shir of when I took. But not that the definition of Isuri Hano is because of somewhat of a relationship with the Basa B'Cholov. I took it from the Basa B'Cholov. There's no victim over there. There's no idea of a hefsid. Over here by Mi'ila, we have somewhat of a cross between the Isur Hano. That's why we had a Machlaikis Tanoim in the Mishnah, whether Mi'ila is for the Etzim being Nene from Hegdish, or you need Pagam of Hegdish. The reason why you wouldn't need Pagam is because the Musik of Mi'ila is appropriation of that which was miyuchid, that which was set aside for Hegdish. Kedusha means it's set aside. Hegdish means it's set aside for use of the reshus of Hegdish. Misappropriation of it from the Hegdish tchum, from the Hegdish sphere domain to the private domain is the misappropriation of Hegdish. That's what mi'il is. So the sheer of taking anything from one place, one domain, one reshus from one thing to another, taking, having, being in one place as opposed to somebody else, the shir of all that is a pruta, which is why Me'ilah the shir is a pruta also. But lamaisa the shir, the shita of the chachamim is that there has to be pagam, and we said it's not pshat that the chachamim argue on the concept that Me'ilah, they hold that Me'ilah is mamish gezel in the sense that Hegdish is a victim. There's no mazik by Hegdish. Nobody argues on that. There's no musik. There might not even be an issur theoretically of throwing things. Maybe defacing Hegdish is a zilzul on the kedusha, but in terms of the victim shabai, because Hegdish now is where the bottom line of Hegdish is worth less $100 because you broke something. There's no issur. Hegdish is not a victim. It's not a person. Hegdish is a rishus. We'll give another example. We had the musik back in Daf Yudal Tezvov. Could be some of the Rishonim say that there's no kinyan chotzer for Hegdish. It's a big discussion. Rishonim had to learn with Gemara and Bava Bas. I attest, but some of the Rishonim have a musik. There is no kinyan chotzer la Hegdish, even though Hegdish has kinyanim. The pshat is because the idea of physical proximity defining something as being somebody's is a musik when you're talking about a boss of Adam. Ownership is a physical mitzvah. I'm here, you're there. So if it's by me, I own it. That's what kinyan chatzur is. It's by me. By Hegdish, Lashem Aratzim Loya. There's no by Hegdish. By Hegdish is what is it designated for? Is it miyuid, miyuchid lekedusha, miyuid, miyuchid to a higher purpose? Or is it used for everyday purposes? If it's used for everyday purposes, then it's not in the Tchum of Hegdish anymore. Which is the musik of something being yoitze that we have in the sugi bars, yoitze l'dei chulin, because once it was used l'chulin, we don't find that if I steal your car, the car becomes automatically mine. There's a musik of kinyonig zelo, if it's by me to a certain extent, it's in my reshus, and I could be koined al yidei yush, al yidei shinui, that type of thing. But the straightforward musik, as soon as I take it, it's yotza mitchum hegdish, is because it has nothing to do with me taking. It has to do with now this thing is no longer designated for yichud, for shtamshus of hegdish. So that's the musik of why, theoretically, mi'ilo would need only hano and not pegam. L'maisa, the shita of the chacham is that you do need pegam. Not that they argue and they hold that mi'ilo is straightforward gezel, but they do hold that the idea of misappropriation denotes that there's something missing in the other issues. Now, because the etzem musig of the Hegdish is, because the etzem musig of mi'ilo has nothing to do with Hegdish losing and me gaining, but it has to do with misappropriation, that which was miyuchid, which was in the tchum of Hegdish, is now in my domain, it's being used for my purposes, if that's what me'il is. So you need a pagam in order to define it as that which was formerly over there is now over here. That's true. But the Sfasemis wants to know, what happens? We know that, right, Shteidor, that there's a musig of Hano without pagam. What happens if the amount of money of the Hano and the pagam don't match up? The Hano that the person had is $10 worth. The pagam is only $5 worth. In terms of Gezel, the only way to define what I'm chayiv is only by looking at the pagam. If I steal from you, if I mazik you, however much you lost, that's how much I have to pay. It's nothing to do with the fact that maybe I was able to use that thing for $10 worth of hano. The point is that I took away from you, you're at a loss, and I have to cover that loss because I was the one who took it. So if you lost $5 because of my act of theft, of arson, whatever it is, then I have to pay you that amount of money. What about Behegdish? The Pashtus is the Sfasemis wants to know that since we paskin that you need pagam, maybe the sheer of how much he owes to Hegdish, the sheer of the Me'ilah is Nimdad in the pagam. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds from the Sugis, like we measure, that's the Poshto Mashmois of the Rambam, that we measure the amount of Ano. Even though we're saying that Ano needs a pagam, the Teretz is the same thing. The Chacham hold you need a pagam and only in order to define that something which was in Domain A is now in Domain B. Something that was miyuid lushus hegdish is no longer there. It has to be missing in the tchum of hegdish to define it as clearly my misappropriation of that which was in hegdish to come into my rishus. But the point is not the loss of hegdish. The point is the misappropriation of the kedusha. So Memela, the amount is how much did I appropriate for myself? How much did I bring into the Tchum Tchulim? It's Nimdad with the Hano, not with the Pagam. You need the Pagam in order to define it as taking away, but that's not the point. The point is how much did I appropriate, how much did I take into my Olam HaChulin from that which was formerly Miyud L'Tashmish HaKedusha. The Gemara by us learns out a din of Timoil Mal, the Gemara Dashin's the double wording of the pasuk, that there's two ma'isim and they're mitzarif together. That means we have the din of mi'ilas mitzarif lachazman. If Yankel is nena achatzi pruta from Hegdish today and is nena achatzi pruta tomorrow, so that it's all mitzarif to one mi'ila. The same is true that we have in the sugi by us. There's mi'ila of hano, when a person eats something, when a person uses something, and then there's mi'ila of hoitzo, when money of Hegdish, a pruta of Hegdish, is used for something else. You didn't, so to speak, you didn't use up the thing. There's Mi'ila, what's called in the Gemara, Mi'ila of Hano, of Kilui, and there's Mi'ila of Hoitzo. The two are mitzarif together, even though they're not the same Maisim. We just finished a few dafim of Tziruf, of different things into one Maisim. They have to be naturally two parts of one Maisim. They have to be two things that drive together as far as the ma'isa is concerned, not by mi'ilo. And Reb Chaim explains, this is in Hilchas Mi'ilo, in Perek Ches, that the din of mi'ilo is not the act of being nene. Like Isuri Achille, Isuri Hano. Hano, by the way, Isur Hano is not in the revach that I have. Taking Hano is a form of using something like Achille. For instance, the Rambam holds that all Isuri Hano are really just lower forms of Isuri Achil. The Rambam says because of that, that there's no Malkis, let's say Basa B'cholov. Hano from Basa B'cholov is a lav deraisa, but it's not the Malkis, because the Hano is only a lesser form of Achilo. Achilo, the point is the Mais Achil. The point of an Isuri Achil is not that I'm fuller afterwards, that I have my protein for the day from Rachman Tzlan, Trefis and Uvelis. The point is that I did a ma'isa achila. Hano is also that I did a ma'isa of being nene from that, not by mi'ilah. Explains Reb Chaim that the point of mi'ilah, the is of mi'ilah, the thrust of what mi'ilah is, has to do with that something is by me which was supposed to be behegdish. Again, like we said, the misappropriation of that which was supposed to be behegdish is now by me. It's mi'ud by me. So Memela, the fact that a ma'isa of today and a ma'isa of yesterday are two different ma'isa is not relevant, because it's not the point. The point is the bottom line of what do I have by me. I have a pruta. My bottom line is a pruta richer, a pruta stronger than was before from that which was a pruta that was miyuid, miyuchid, v'chadag shizishnamshus. So my bottom line is that there's a pruta by me that was behegdish. That's what the ism is. So Chaim explains that that's why achilosoi v'achilas chaveri ha-mitztarif, because achilosoi in the sense of I'm being nana, v'achilas chaveri, if I give something to somebody else for him to eat, so I'm moil because I was moitzi et l'chulun shteit by us in the sukkah. The reason why the two ha-mitztarif, even though they're two separate ma'isim, one is my ma'isim, one is your ma'isim. Theoretically, you could say that if I steal from somebody half a pruta and I embezzle from somebody half a pruta, theoretically it's mitzvah to one pruta of gezel. Maybe you could say that. But you won't say that when one is my ma'isa and one is just my causing your ma'isa. Even if the Torah says I'm responsible, it's not my ma'isa. You can't turn that into one ma'isa of thieving on a pruta. But by me'ila you're fine. So Reb Chaim explains that the point of Mi'ila is not the Nena, the point is the Gezel. The point is that there's a Pruta. We're adding a little bit to Reb Chaim that the point is not even the pure Maisa of Gezel. The point is the bottom line that there's a Pruta that's misappropriated through my devices. There's a Pruta that was misappropriated that was before Miyuchid in the Tchum of Hagdish, and now it's in my Tchum. That's the Issa of Mi'ila. Let's add a little bit something to that. A fascinating parallel. The word mi'ila we find in one other place where the Torah uses by a soita. The Torah defines a woman who is mezana, becomes also lebala. A soita is asu lebala. The Torah refers that to kisimo mal. She has been moil in her husband. By the way, the Loshon of marriage is Kedushna. Riyam Kudeshes Li. The one says in the beginning is Kikdusha. It should give us pause for thought that that's what a marriage is. That a person is Miyuid in one Tchum. He has no business being in a different Tchum. Both for husband and wife. But the definition of the Isser Mi'ila is in the Mi'ila, in the being in a different place than one was formerly. And over there also in Lomdus, there is a definition with not just the Maisa Avera that answers, but there's the bottom line that thing no longer is Miyuchid Lirshus Hegdish. I'll give an example. The Rishonim speak Emek Ksubis. There's different examples of this. We'll give one. The Ra'ah, in the third parak of Ksubis, the Rishonim bring from the Ra'ah, it's in the Chiddush Ra'ah, which was recently printed, that even though B'chol HaTorah Kulo, if a person does a Maisa, and then in Tchum of Halacha, because there was legitimate grounds for him to believe that was mutar la'alocha, Shabbos. Person, there's legitimate reason, not that he made a mistake, not that he didn't know the halacha, but there was a legitimate grounds for him not to know that a certain ma'isa, it's called Gemara Omer Mutar, that ma'isa is not considered a regular mezid, even though he did the ma'isa with full intent. That ma'isa is considered a ma'isa that's karv loinus, and it does not have the halakhic definition of him doing a ma'isa aver. In soita, if a woman was mezana be'omer mutter, in such a type of scenario, it's not worth getting into all the pratim, but if somebody was mezana in a way that halakhically would not be defined as a ma'isa aver in other tchum of halacha legabe soita, she becomes a surah lebailo, and the Ra'ah speaks out, because since the Torah is simon mal, the point is that she's no longer meyuchad lebailo if she was with somebody else. The point is that point. The point is it's not the ma'isa, but it's al yidei the ma'isa, one becomes someplace else. Ayidei the achilas chaveri and his hano, his achila, there's a pruta that was miyuid for a hegdish, which is no longer there. And that is because of him, so he's over. That's what mi'ila is, and that's why mi'ila over there is also not the straight, narrow ma'isa veri that defines the mi'ila. Again, lagabi bin chayiv misa, a woman was mizana, she's chayiv chenek, like all other averis, so the halachas over there, also that you need a ma'isa over there, Imamut would not be chayiv, because you don't have a straightforward ma'isa averis. But legabi, the being out of the tchum of baila, since the Torah defines it as mi'ila, the Ra'ah says a mi'ila there is. The bottom line of she no longer being miyuchid miyud for her husband, because she was with somebody else. Again, if she was nenas, then she wasn't with somebody else. The pshat is over there that somebody else did a ma'isa arayis, but it's not her, it doesn't define her. But where there's a ma'isa that was done with a person made a decision. So the nitunim, the circumstances of that decision define the maisa as not being a proper maisa very, but the bottom line is she's no longer miyuchad lo, she's bailo, talocha she's asur lo bailo. It's just a comparison between those two ideas. The truth of the matter is that we're pointing out legabe mi'ilo, a chatziputa of today and a chatziputa of tomorrow, that Reb Chaim says that the point is not the issur anah, the point is not taking of anah, the point is the gezel of having a pruta. Reb Chaim seems betoich dvorov that's poshut by him, that if a person steals today a half a pruta, and a person steals tomorrow a half a pruta, that the two of them are mitstarif to be a maisa gezel. The truth of the matter is that it's not so poshut. The Pnei Yeshua in Kedusha Memvov Omer Aleph is mistopic. And L'chayah, the problem for a Safik is pretty straightforward. By Gezel, if I steal from somebody a half a pruta today, the Gemara says that a half a pruta a person's moichel. We quoted this Gemara a few dafim ago. We're l'gabi a goy. The Gemara says by a goy is not that way. The midi de mechila means that if I'm holding on to a half a pruta of somebody else, since that's not defined, there's no tviya mamonis, there's no mishpate hamomen on a half a pruta, he can't be tivemi and bezdin, he can't get it back. I'm not chayiv for the maisa that I did to him, even though I was mafsa and I was over the issa, but since there's nothing there that he could get from me, so then the money that's by me no longer is considered I'm holding on to his money. It's called that money disappeared already from his bank account. So it could be that each half a pruta kishala atzmoy, if it's one half pruta is on Tuesday, one half pruta is on Wednesday, each one is defined monetarily vis-a-vis between the two people, the ganav, legabi, the nignav, each one is defined as already not being there, so it never becomes a tziv. Legabi me'ilu, the point is the reshut shaboy. The point is the idea shaboy. The idea is that there was a pruta of hegdish, which now my bottom line is a pruta richer. So that misappropriation of tchumen doesn't have to be a misappropriation of a coin that's owned by him and now it's by me. The point is the misappropriation of the tchum, of the rishus. So mele by hegdish, avada today and tomorrow mitzvah. It's just that Reb Chaim puts the two together, gezel and mi'ilo, it's possible there's a chiluk between the two, like we say. This whole idea that we're saying that Mi'ila is Bepruta, because the idea is not the Hano, it's not the Neneshboy, it's not the Maisa of being Nene, like Reb Chaim says. The point is the misappropriation, the taking. It's more Daimul Gezel. We're saying that maybe it's not Mamish Gezel. Reb Chaim puts the two more together. It's misappropriation of Rishus Hegdish. It's Gezel of Hegdish. It's a monetary definition of rishuyos, of something being formerly in one rishus and now being in a different rishus. Not an isser hano. So we understand that's why it's poshut that the shear of mi'ilo is bepruta. Lemaisa, it's not as poshut as it sounds. The Rishash, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, learns up in the Tosfos over there, that oichel mihegdish, if somebody eats, does a maisa achila on that which belongs to hegdish, the shir is a kezayis. The shir meal is a kezayis. It's only nen is bepruta. Same way suya no is bepruta, so nen is also bepruta. The Rishash definitely doesn't agree with our way of explaining. He understands that mi'ilo is the maisa of how you're taking, of how you're being nene. So it depends which maisa. If it's a maisa of hano, the maisa of hano is defined as a maisa chashuva when you have. What's called having? A pruta. When you eat, what's called a shir of a maisa achila? A kezayis. B'chol ha'tari kula. Machal sasuris is b'kezayis. So if you're eating from hegdish, the point is the maisa achila. If you're being nana, the point is the maisa being nana. That's b'pruta. So that's the Rishash. The Rishash is clearly not on the same page as what we just explained from Reb Chaim and what we just explained in the different dinim that are unique to Me'ilam. But there's a Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer understands that all that we just explained, Legabi Pruta, Legabi that being the Shir, all that is true when we're talking about Me'ilam of Bedek HaBayis. And this is a Nesivis, a famous Nesivis in Chosh Mishpat Simchov Ches, where Nesivis understands that the Musik of Me'ilam being Gezel is only when we're talking about Bedek HaBayis. What's Bedek HaBayis? Bedek HaBayis is Momen Hegdish, Rishus of Hegdish. Momen Hegdish, the Rishus of Hegdish? So the idea over there of the Issa is Gezel. Mashenken, when we're talking about Kodshe Mizbeach. Kodshe Mizbeach. The point is not the Mamon Hekdesh. The point is of the Me'ila is that when something is Kodosh, one is not allowed to eat it. One is not allowed to eat, let's say, Karbonos. One is not allowed to be Nana. So the Nesivis and the Chassam Sofer understand that Kodshe Bede Kabayis and Kodshe Mizbeach Choluk Be'etzim. Baruch Ber talks about this, B'Shem his Rebbe Reb Chaim, when we're talking about a behema. We're talking about stealing a behema that's miyuchid for a korban. So Yanko was miyachid a korban for a behema for a korban. So there's me'ila if a person uses that behema. But Lamais is stealing that behema. Who are you stealing from? You're stealing from Yankel's. You'd be mechuyif to pay Yanko for stealing his korban. What do you mean? It's Hegdish. If there's me'ila, that means that it belongs to Hagdish. It doesn't belong to Yankel. The Baruch Pe says no. By Kochim is back, the point is that there's a Kedusha there that you're not allowed to violate. But really the Momoin belongs to Yankel. It's Yankel's thing which has Kedusha and it has to be used respectfully and appropriately. When somebody's miyachid, somebody donates his car to Bedek HaBayis. The property, the prutos that we have in the Sugis Bayos, all the different items and the different real estate that belong to Hegdish, all that, the money especially, all that is not that it's Kodosh Mitzah, that its usage is for a korban or for a Dovah Gavoya, like the things in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash, but the point is that their moment of Hegdish, Memela, that gives them their Kedusha. So Memela, the Musik over there is taken from Momen Hegdish, taking it as Gezel. Mashenke, we're talking about Kedushas Bedekabah, Kedushas Mizbeach, we're talking about not being allowed to eat, not being allowed to be nen over there, the shir will be Bekezayis. That's what Chassam Sofer says. And the Sivis doesn't say that point, that Ad Kedei Kach, that's an Isser Achila, that the Me'ilo will be Nimdar in a Kezayis. The Mashmos of the Rambam is certainly not that way. Again, the Rishash and the Chassam Sofer learning that up in the Tosfos Tezvot, maybe the Tosfos argues. More straightforward is to understand, like we said, that even the gezel of Me'ila is not straightforward gezel in terms of loss, in terms of victim, in terms of hefset. The point is, gezel is a way of telling us that the point is not the hana that you have, the point is the misappropriation, moving it from one tchum to another tchum. That's the tzushtel, the gezel that exists in Me'ila, but not that it's mamish, the same idea as hefset moment of Rishus HaGdash. By the way, it's possible that every Me'ila is nimdar in a Shavu Pruta. There's no Shir Kezayis by Me'ila. It's not Mefurish in the Gemara. Again, the Rishash and Chassam Sofer are coming from understanding Tosfos on Tezvav and Beis, and the Rambam certainly it's not Mashma that way. We might add that the Nesivis' distinction between Kodshei Bedek HaBayis and Kodshei Mizbeach is coming to argue on a Ketzos over there in Simchov Ches. The Ketzos certainly is not mechalik between the two. L'choy, the Musig is like we just said. Even if it's true that the Musig of Kedushas Bedek HaBayis is Momen Hegdish, and the Musig of Kodshei Mizbeach is the Kedusha of the thing itself, not else the Momen Hegdish, but else that it's oimid for a higher purpose, for Hakrova, the Me'ila is the same idea. And Me'ila, the point is not the Benodin L'chaveru that somebody is victimized, somebody is a nifsat, somebody is at a loss because of your gain. The point is there's a misappropriation. There's two types of misappropriating. There's a misappropriation of that which is in the domain of Hegdish, that which is used by Hegdish in a monetary way, and that which is used by Hegdish in the sense of being Olel Gavoya. Either taking out from where it is, either by being something that was supposed to be used financially by Hegdish, or something that was supposed to be used for Hakrova by Hegdish, either one is the same misappropriation. The point is not the victim Shaboy, that over here Hegdish is poorer, the Gabi of Carbon, Hegdish is not poorer because Hegdish doesn't own the carbon, the behemoth still belongs to Yanko. The point is the misappropriation. In that sense, the idea of the two are the same. Me'ilo means misappropriation of that which was in the Rishus of Hegdish, and now it's no longer miyuchid miyuid for hishtamshus bakodesh. That's what Me'ila is. And in the next shem, Yetzer Hashem, we're going to see how these concepts translate into the next sugya of shlichus by Me'ila.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1 888-485-8223 to sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.